tonight. I ain't drunk. I kind of knew.
You're listening to the Doug Stanhope Podcast.
Good morning. It's another beautiful day in Bisbee, Arizona. How are you handling the current crisis, or is it still going on? I won't know for 14 more days. It's day 16, it says on the board. I lost a couple of those, but who's counting? I'm here with Shane Gillis in studio, my producer, Greg Chaley, and on the line on Skype, we have Olivia Grace.
Hello.
Live from another quarantine.
Yep, that's me, down the street.
Down the street. Did you listen to our yesterday podcast?
I did. I was actually listening to it, and then right when you called. So,
did you get to the point where I absolved you?
What's that?
Did you get to the part where I absolved you?
Yes, I thought that was great.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, the Shane story was great.
That too. What?
The Shane story was phenomenal.
Oh, it's insane. Yeah, no, that's such a crazy story, dude.
It's a nice memory. I really actually do hold that memory fondly in my heart.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Yeah, I never really delved into the crime aspect of it. Until we were just hanging out. It used to just be kind of a fun thing, but maybe it was worse than I thought. Now, yeah. You know.
You gotta look back on things with maturity, I guess.
Yeah, I've evolved.
Yeah, you've evolved. I would hope, certainly hope so.
Barely. Since then.
Yeah. Evolved enough. That's the important thing.
Yes.
Hey, we get Joby and Chad over next podcast. All of us. Maybe we start spanking off together.
Got to get a couch.
No, that's the thing. Do you just you don't even need a lot of couch. Do you just some guys are on the floor? I'll floor. I'm the new guy. I'll hit the floor. I understand.
Can you see Shane's haircut?
No, I can't. I can't.
You have the camera. She can't see these. You're on Skype. There's only one camera for Skype.
Oh shit. Oh. I'm sorry.
It's all right. You're not missing anything. It's a.
I
made a mistake.
He came in with this Mo haircut this morning. This bowl cut, shaved around it was just a circular mop of hair. And he walked in the kitchen, and said, "I made some mistakes last night." And I go, "I thought, what did I miss? I wasn't even looking at his hair because everyone's got fucking weird, fucked up hair. So I didn't. I thought something happened after I went to bed." And he pointed to his head. I go, "Oh, yeah." That's funny. He was wearing a cowboy hat, too, so it looked like he had a fully shaved head, except for a couple of tufts hanging out like a cancer kid.
Oh, boy. Oh, Lord.
It's not great. I do regret it already, but, you know, I can't dwell on it.
No, you can't. You can't. You got to live with it, you know?
Yeah. How did you feel when you shaved your head?
I loved it. I was so happy to, because I don't like styling my hair, and this solved that.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, you had quite a do before you shaved it.
Yeah, I had like a mohawk for a while, but the problem with having like a mohawk is if you don't like style it, then you just look insane.
No, I'm like when you were doing the Comedy Central roasts, you had like the maid's hair.
Like, hey,
yeah.
You mean long?
Yeah. It looked like it was quite a bit of work, is what I'm saying. Like the maid.
Oh yeah, no, I hated doing my hair. Yeah, even when it was like really really long and like and then I'd try to do bangs and then they'd cover like half your face and. Yeah.
Olivia, I saw that you. I watched your Instagram story, and I saw that you had a bug that you were hanging out with.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You got to leave that fucking house.
Dude, there are so. I killed four spiders last night.
Just take a walk.
To where?
To a large gathering of people and shake hands.
Go kiss everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You made it this far.
It's kind of a kissing party.
Everybody that had it's fucking dead. You can come out now. I'll lay off. I'll lay off the top.
Oh, that whiskey sour went down the wrong pipe.
There was a. I'm glad you watched that story because I put a lot of work into it. And when I started posting it, I was like, God, I hope I find this bug and it's not just like dead, because I really wanted to like get it outside, because I felt so bad about killing so many spiders that I was like, well, maybe I can help this one.
You can save one.
Did save them.
To save one is to save them all.
Mm.
It's to save the whole world or something like that. I don't know. Something those bugs came up with.
Yeah. I mean, Tracy, would you say that's pretty unusual to have, like, four spiders in your house even down here?
Not this time of year. Yeah, they're waking up.
That's not the answer she wanted, Tracy.
No, sure not.
But, I mean, if it were unusual, that would be worse, wouldn't it? Like, they're only going
to... Oh, like there's a nest. House. Like, there's a nest underneath the house.
Under the house, and they're just coming.
Yeah, like, it would be worse if it was only me and it was somehow personal.
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't want to internalize.
You're going to get bit by one and just waste your powers just sitting inside. You'd be the laziest Spider-Man ever. Spider bit a fucking hermit.
That's my front door anymore.
Super Zero. Did I tell you where I went today?
Where'd you go?
Rogue Farmer's Market.
You went to the farmer's market?
Yeah, they kicked him out of the park, of course. You know, they shut down the swing sets at the park right down there? There's yellow tape around them?
They locked them up with chains.
Yeah.
Oh, they
pulled them to one side. It's like what hoodlums used to do to swing sets.
But so they moved the farmer's market rogue over to Lowell, where the Bisbee Breakfast Club is.
Yeah.
That street is an empty lot, and it's like going to score junk at one of those, like, Hamsterdam from The Wire. And there's a bunch of, like, people in masks, and they hand you gloves at the door, and you have to wait spaced out. And there's only three booths, and two of them sold eggs, which is what I was there for anyway, so it was worked out. There's no line, no waiting for eggs.
Nice, okay.
But, I had my... I found a breather mask somewhere when I was cleaning up under a couch, and I was like, now my lungs feel like I've just been inhaling dog hair from wearing that for 5 minutes.
I need to bring you up on the Betsy's.
I can't believe you didn't hear me drive by with the Parliament blasting at full volume out of the Suburban.
No, I must have been dead asleep because it was like 6 a.m. when I was trying to help that bug get out of my bathroom.
Oh, help God, it? That's what time it was? I didn't even check the time on the fucking Instagram story. That was at 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
How do you feel mentally?
I honestly wish I could go to bed earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
You want to do Seroquel Sunday with me and Shane tomorrow?
Oh, boy.
I don't think so.
Sleep for 18 hours?
That's Seroquel Sunday and Monday. That's a fucking two-day experience.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would like that. I think it would freak me out if I, like, couldn't wake up.
Yes, that's weird.
But you wouldn't know that you couldn't wake up.
The maid has been on Adderall since she was 9. And I said, what happens if you go off of it? And she says, well, I sleep. I could probably sleep for days. And then you have, like, really weird dreams. I go, this sounds perfect. Like, the perfect high is not taking drugs. It's a perfect high.
So you just have to get addicted to Adderall for a couple of years and then...
Yeah, I guess only a couple at her age.
Yeah, I think the withdrawals to that are actually pretty fucking shitty. Like, those are, like, hard withdrawals. It's not just like, oh, I'm lethargic. It's like, oh, I have headaches and fucking... Yeah. That's a rough one, dude. Adderall is a weird thing to be just dishing out to kids all these years.
Yeah, no, I was on it as a teenager, and I just one day just...
Oh, you came out fine.
And I, like, was insane for, like, a year.
Jesus.
But it was fun. You should try it.
I wrote the last book on it because of it. It wrote the last book, or it copied and pasted a lot of shit that I'd already written.
Adderall?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, one time I snorted.
Shut that fucking bird up.
It sounds lovely.
Are you talking about the birds?
Yeah, those chirping birds that fucking annoy the shit out of you. I mean, that's a classic Bill Hicks bit about the, you know, the fear in the news, and then I look out my window and it's chirp, 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 chirp. Yeah, but he didn't have the fucking angst that I have. I want to shoot those fucking birds. They're ruining my peace and quiet.
The beautiful birds are disrupting your quiet.
Yeah.
That's usually what people move to the country for. They go, I can hear the birds.
So what do you do with your day or your long nights? That's going to be the worst, in, to have those hours where you're not going to bed till 6 a.m. You're locked in anyway, but what is night? That's a whole different kind of fucking lock-in.
Yeah, I definitely drink.
Really? You've been getting fucked up in there?
I mean, not like fucked up, but, you know.
That's funny. I was wondering what the fuck. What do you do?
Well, I'm learning how to cook.
That's nice.
I'm learning how to cook different vegetables. I made Brussels sprouts. I know you hate Brussels sprouts, but I made some the other day, and they were really good.
They're really good. I learned to like them later in life, so you got to jump on me.
I have to do what?
Nothing. we all let it go, and you reanimated it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to read the news less, because it's just like a pit of like, it's like you keep thinking you're gonna like find an answer or draw a conclusion, and it's just like a waste of time. So.
I wouldn't know.
Oh yeah, I was gonna ask a news question. Are you allowed to know how many people have it here?
I don't want to know.
Okay.
Don't want to know.
Thousands. In Bisbee. In Bisbee alone.
Produce the body. Show me one. I have not met one.
Oh no.
We're off to There's a hot my cat. Start. He's coming after you. He heard your birds.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been trying to write. I've been avoiding bugs. That's been fun. Avoiding or helping bugs. Yeah, I haven't been writing as much. Just that everything's so like distracted. It just feels like everything's weird. You know.
Yeah.
Hang on. I can't see Chaley. Remember, I took out my contact.
Oh
lenses.
Shit. Oh, that's right. There's something's wrong with this SD card. It's giving me an error again. So can we just take a break?
Yeah, we're going to take a break. We have audio issues, but we'll stay with you on the Skype.
Yeah, stay on the Skype, and I'll just.
It just sounds like James Inman.
Please hold.
Again. Did you get your bangs like fringed too?
No.
No.
No, I had longer hair on top.
Oh, we're back.
Yeah, okay. We're back.
All right. Chaley just gave me the we're back sign. Tracy's making us delicious frothy. Whiskey sours with egg white. Bingo today got delivered not one dozen, but 7 dozen eggs, which should last her for a week.
Okay.
Actually, 10 eggs a day she says she eats. And that's it.
What's
just eggs and cheese.
Training to fight Drago? What the fuck is she doing?
Oh, yeah, she texted me like a week ago something about eggs.
She probably wanted eggs.
Okay.
Something about eggs.
Yeah, well, she was like, did you talk to Stanhope? Did he tell you about the eggs? And I was like, I don't know anything about the eggs. Is that the eggs thing?
She's I guess
eating
so.
A lot of eggs? Okay.
Yeah, she's eating a lot of eggs.
Oh, that's good. They're good for you.
You didn't ever tell us what you do.
Oh, let's see. I've been learning how to cook. I've been cleaning a lot.
Cleaning what? How are you doing laundry? Do you have laundry over there?
I do have laundry, yeah. It's great. I've been trying to write and trying to read the news less, but I haven't been writing as much as I should. So, yeah.
How much do you love our president? He's a great leader, isn't he?
That's really shining in these times.
We've been watching some Shane Gillis. Are you drinking off the jug?
It's water.
Yeah, but still, get a glass. Some fucking hobo? You're in a train car?
I like drinking out of the jug. What's the issue? I clean it. It's not like I just like drink out of it all the time.
You mean clean it? How do you clean it?
You fucking take soap and you put it on it.
I thought you meant the inside.
Well, you soap the jug that you're drinking out of while it's still full?
No, it's like when I'm done drinking out of it. Sometimes I put soap in it and then clean it and put more water in it.
If they had a non-toxic hand sanitizer that was delicious, would you drink it? Just to be sure. IBS friendly.
What are you hoping to gain by this?
Filling time.
Okay. I don't think there's too many scenarios where I would drink hand sanitizer.
All right. I didn't do a lot of prep work for this podcast, Olivia, so I'm just telling you.
This is kind of funny. This happened earlier. This guy watched a clip of my stand-up that I put up on Twitter, and then he tweeted. He was like, "This guy's hilarious. How come he's not famous?" I was like, "Oh, there's one thing. You know, this one thing happened." So we got that going for us today.
The fucking that Trump thing was hilarious.
Oh, thanks, man.
What was the Trump thing?
His clip. Go on his Twitter feed. He put up a few clips.
You probably have seen it, Olivia.
Oh, your Trump bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Thanks.
He does a great Louis C.K. impression. And what was that? What was that guy in Alaska, Chaley? That Craig Gass. He would go on he did impressions, and he was also kind of a fraud, isn't the word, but he'd go on the morning radio as one of the impressions he does, like Adam Sandler, mm-hmm. and go, "Yeah, I'm just in town. I was filming a movie, and I'm going to see my buddy Craig Gass tonight at Chilkoot Charlie's." And they do the whole interview straight, like he's really in studio.
But he'd be on the morning show for a week straight. He would do the entire morning show as different call-in, different guests.
Damn.
And he would do the whole wind-up to the week, and then he'd do three nights at Coots.
Saying that he's going there as whatever star he's pretending to be, so the place would be mobbed with people thinking they're going to meet Adam Sandler.
That's a good move.
We had to have disclaimers at the front door.
And then he could just be like, "That piece of shit Adam Sandler didn't show up, huh?" Well, anyway.
Well, they'd put up disclaimers. Go ahead.
No, that reminds me. One time I was at the Improv in L.A., and it was like a showcase show where they had like a bunch of people in a row, and the host goes up and goes, "Everybody, give it up for Adam Sandler." And I was like, what comic is about to go up and do an Adam Sandler impression? And then it was really Adam Sandler. And I was so like, it was like, that's how bitter I was at the time, was just like assuming it was just someone doing an impression instead of being like, "Oh, how cool, Adam Sandler."
But yeah, I was thinking today it would be funny to have Louis C.K. on one of these podcasts without audio only.
When the video didn't work.
Yeah, Louis doesn't have Skype. He can't afford it now.
he can't afford free Skype.
No, I don't know. I don't know if I can hold it up. That I can't keep it up that long. You know what I mean?
Well, we could just have you on as a call-in, and then you're... And then the audio issues. Out. Do the whole Inman thing again.
Yeah.
Louis, you don't know how to use fucking Skype?
No, fucking,
is the audio working?
Fucking stupid faggot Skype. This fucking... This piece of shit. Fucking... I don't know. No, I'm fucking...
Louis, can you check? Can you just check to see if it's plugged in the back, the speaker?
No, I'm not... I can't do it. I lost it. I lost my confidence.
That was great.
That is some faggot Skype. That's all you gotta do. Just fucking retarded black Skype faggot. It's amazing. It's amazing. Skype. It's amazing.
We're
there we go.
We're getting along well The kid, he goes and he plays with his toys in the guest house, so I don't have to entertain him all day. But then I start drinking because I get to talk to that 22-year-old maid when she's not working. And then I don't really have anything to say. And so I just start drinking, hoping something comes or it just becomes less awkward internally. But yeah, he can amuse himself and shit. It's perfect.
Yeah, I'm styling off Meatwig. I go with him. Don't do shit all day. Occasionally walk in, fucking yell at everyone.
Come downstairs
and then leave.
Yeah. For a little food.
We got our first bender out of the way. It's like getting, you know, getting the fuck out of the way with the girl you're dating. Like, let's just fuck so we don't just keep dancing around it. So, yeah, we had a horrific bender the first night.
Yeah, we're good now.
Got, like, crashed, and that was your bad hangover, right, yep. Shane?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a rough one. That was fucking, I was drinking boxed wine for some reason.
That's
late.
That was the nightcap.
Hey. Yeah, after White Russians.
Yeah.
A lot of White Russians.
It's the order in which you do it.
Yeah, it was a disaster.
Were you puking the next day?
No.
Oh, okay, that's good.
But I did feel very bad about myself.
Oh, that's the worst. It's like the hangover shame.
Yeah.
Especially in a new place where you don't really know the person. And
yeah.
Is there breakfast at a certain hour? Should I be getting up?
Yeah, no. I was laying in that fucking
chores?
That guest house that's, you know, it's painted like everything else in here. And I was just like, what the fuck am I doing out here? Where the fuck am I? And I was like, oh, this is actually pretty sick. Never mind. Just got up. Things are good.
Good. Okay. I hear you guys have been having baked potatoes.
We had that. Potatoes. That was great.
That's great.
It's nice to get Doug's portions. I needed some portion control in my life. So he makes some, like, one piece of chicken. I'm like, all right, this is a fucking diet. It's a good diet. I'm happy I'm on it.
If you eat like him, you will definitely...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll just eat what he eats. Drink... Well, the drinking what he's drinking is taking a toll on me.
Well, just the egg whites alone and these whiskey sours is... We're on the bingo diet.
That's dinner.
We're going to drink fucking 10 of these.
Perfect.
But you do get the violent shits in the morning, don't you? Or you just get real running.
Yeah,
did he not tell you that?
No.
I get him. It's not everyone.
Well, we'll see. You're the control.
No, I was going to have those regardless.
Did I talk about that where I don't know, it was a Seroquel night, one of those downer nights, I woke up with the thought of having a tracer food races where I ate like corn and peanuts and see who wins.
Hilarious. Hey, how are you the first person to have ever said this? I've never heard this.
Well, you have a lot of free time now to think.
Yeah, what can you race corn with?
Well, I thought about doing it on Skype for the payoff.
Oh, no.
I've had a lot of thoughts.
What could you race corn with? Is there anything?
Peanuts are tracer food.
Well, yeah.
You could. I mean, to win, I'm more competitive, I think, but I would probably swallow a bunch of Spanish peanuts straight, just in case.
I bet Kenny would do this.
Oh, yeah.
I bet Kenny would.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Kenny, we're going to gamble on you. Here, eat a bunch of corn, a bunch of nuts.
Wait, two handfuls, one of each, and then see which one comes out first?
Yeah, at the same time.
I thought it was two people racing against each other.
No.
I like that idea, too.
Oh, wow.
Well, we can all get involved.
Well, then you could do just corn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, then you wouldn't have to... Yeah.
What a disgusting group of people. My mom texted me. Was like, how are things? I'm like, it's normal. Like, it's not that crazy.
You were right. You didn't know how right you were.
Get done with the text, and we're back to the conversation of adults. Like, yeah, we should race our shit. We got to finish up that bowl cut we just gave Shane, and then we got to race our shit.
Nothing to see here.
So funny, dude. Just thinking about my fucking mom. It's so funny. Just her being like, oh, no.
Oh, we got to get her on the podcast.
No.
Come on.
No.
Why?
I guess we could. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, she would. God. She's a sweet lady. She would be happy. She'd be very happy if we put her on this.
You know, the screen is usurping your face, and the reason you can do such a good Louis C.K. is you kind of sound like Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Ever since you did it, I go, oh, he kind of sounds like him anyway when your face is blocked. Is right
there. And especially, it was funny, too, when I got nervous, like when I started doing stand-up, that was the guy I watched.
Yeah.
So, like, I would get nervous on stage, and every single thing I had, if I got nervous enough, I would just sound like him. And then during the SNL thing, Louis called me. Which was, I called it. So either way, we got in touch and had a conversation, and I was nervous to talk to him. So it literally just sounded like Louis talking to me. Like, he called me, he was like, hello? I was like, hello? He's like, how are you? I'm like, I'm all right. How was your thing? Your thing is, how's your thing? It's just that back and forth. And it's like fucking Lorne Michaels faggot. Retarded Lorne Michaels. But no, great guy. Great guy. For doing that. That was thoughtful of him. Anyway. What's up with you guys?
I got nothing.
I know. I feel really bad that I don't have anything funny to talk about.
I didn't expect anything. We have to do a podcast every day, and I wanted to get you back on. You did not cancel the tour because of coronavirus. And even though you knew everything about Ebola virus, and you give me all the details, and today, what was the one last night? There's something else. You knew all the fucking details.
Serial killers.
No, I think it was another disease.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because I understand why you would think that I would not want to go on.
Oh, bedbugs. Bedbugs can live up to a year inside of without researching. I go, well, how long can bedbugs live? And she goes, up to a year without feeding.
God. We had bedbugs this year when I moved to New York, and it was just, I literally have PTSD from it.
Was it an apartment
you up.
That you guys... Yeah. Now, what was you moved into a furnished apartment?
Or? No, we just had probably from a comedian coming through and staying on a couch or something. Somebody somehow
you had a fucking comedian stay on your couch?
Yeah, and they probably.
I've never in my entire 30-year career in New York City ever had anyone offer me, oh, you can stay on my couch.
Really?
No, never.
Oh, I thought you were being a dick.
One time, Joe Vernon offered up his place. He's not a comedian, though. And he wasn't, I don't think, anywhere near the club. It's not that I needed it, but it's, stay at my place in New York is like drive me to LAX in LA. You just don't do that.
Oh, that's interesting.
No one has any fucking room.
Yeah, we have our apartment's okay. It's kind of big because it's out in Queens.
All right.
It's not like it's in the city. But yeah, we had comedians come through all the time, and that's how we got bed bugs. And then we literally threw out fucking everything we owned. Yeah. Like every piece of furniture.
Wow.
Our living room was two folding chairs and a TV for probably 5 months. It was very depressing. It's a depressing time. Thankfully, I got a couch in time for the SNL thing. If I was coming home to fucking folding chairs during that, I don't know if I would have made that.
How long did it take for you to figure out that it was actually bed bugs?
My one roommate was a OCD.
Oh.
Kind of guy. Like, I would see them, and I didn't know what the fuck they were. I never, ever had bed bugs or even thought of having bed bugs.
You get a pet, you have to think about those things.
No, you do. You really do, though. Now I'm obsessed with it, and it kind of sucks. But, yeah.
Would you rather have bed bugs or coronavirus?
Honestly?
Yeah. We don't lie on this program, sir.
I swear to God, I think coronavirus is actually not that bad of an option in this.
Yeah, you're 32.
Yeah, but I am fat, so this thing could fuck me up. But if it was just a 3 or 4 day thing where I'm real fucked up for 4 days, that's way better than bed bugs. Bed bugs is 7 months of just oh, I threw everything out. It's just a fucking nightmare. What would you go with?
That's tough because my lungs are so bad now. You don't just die quickly of coronavirus you do suicide.
I think you'd do bed bugs because I'd get it first, and then you'd just go get a hotel somewhere.
Chaley's known for getting bed bugs on the road, even in hotels that we're sharing and no one else does. And well, I know it's nervous hives.
Rash or something, not bed bugs.
Really?
I've got bit. Look, yeah, they're fucking welts all over them. And I'm like, we slept in the same bed, spooning. Jesus. I don't know why I didn't get it and you did.
The hotel at JFL this year had fucking bed bugs. Like five
glossed
or six
right after the kiss the other night, he just glossed right over.
Yes. I'm sorry, I didn't even fucking. Spooning.
I don't want to be weird.
Yeah, you guys need to stop kissing. All right, yeah, it's Adam and Eve.
Tell my heart.
Doug.
Yeah, man.
Are you worried, Doug, about when you check the news that it might be worse than you think it is in your head and it'll freak you out?
No, it's a problem because I have people around me. If I was doing what you were doing and completely isolated, I guess you talk to people on the phone. But, yeah, I think I would – if something really major happened, there's bad poker players in this fucking room.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd be – I could see their eyes darting around. Trump died of coronavirus. How do we fucking keep a straight face? And I'd know something was up.
Okay.
Brian would call me and have a query about something to test my fucking temperature to see if I'd accidentally stumbled upon some big news. Yeah, they're terrible liars.
Shaley, how come a band is setting up on the patio?
Yeah.
Do you have a guess about how many people in the world have it? Just a number.
Do you have any idea how little I care or ever think about it? I think about fucking going to Safeway all the time. And like today I saw Andrew Nelson. There's a guy that does a lot of work over here. One of
Handyman
our
Andy.
Really good local friends. And I was driving Shane around, showing him old Bisbee. Oh, that was before I showed you around. But I saw him at the Gulch, and I stopped. He was at the stop sign, and I stopped beside him, and I said, "Hey!" And he jumped out of the car like he hadn't seen a human being in fucking a year, and he like ran to hug me, and then stopped. And
Joby doesn't give a fuck.
No, Joby doesn't.
I walked
care.
In, he fucking gave me a handshake this morning, and I was like, "All right."
And then I was doing
dishes. I
guess
I'm doing that.
I'm doing dishes in the kitchen, and he came back in from meeting Joby in the funhouse and came in with his hands up and just said, "Hang on, I just shook hands with Joby and dipped him in my dishwater."
Yeah. This is just a complete outsider just walked up to me and was like, "Hey, how are you?" And shook my fucking hand. I was like, "You don't do that anymore."
Yeah, well, the ladies shake his hand because he's dreamy. Get them dreamy cooties all over you. Come on.
Who?
Joby.
I was going to say, who? You're talking about me. I was like,
no, not you.
Not with that haircut.
You look like you're from 1950.
That's what I'm going for. That's when America was great.
Yeah, you're dreamy in your own way, Shane. You got this, like, that haircut.
Shut up. Shut up. Stop.
You look like you'd try to find a way to fuck a motorcycle if you could.
Shut the fuck up, Olivia. Don't hurt my feelings.
You definitely have the Peaky Blinders thing going on now, which is kind of...
It's all right.
That's better than the Oliver Tree thing you had going earlier.
Yeah. I definitely had that going.
It was like a priesty bowl cut?
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly right.
Okay.
What do you call those kind of monks?
Franciscan monk?
Franciscan. I knew it wasn't Palestinian.
Palestinian monk?
I knew it had it. Indian at the end. Franciscanian. Well, we really miss you.
I miss you too. I miss you too. Should I make a drink?
Yeah, do it. Olivia, just come up here.
No.
I forget what I was talking about with... About Andrew Nelson. What was my point about that? There was a goddamn point.
Oh, that he had been kind of out of touch with what was going on?
Yeah. Andrew ran... Shawnee said he ran into Andrew and he'd been working on his house for like the first 10 days. I was in this news blackout. But he was honestly in it, where he had no fucking idea. Wait, that's a big thing? He'd heard about the virus, but he didn't
know. I don't
think
he's a TV guy, too. You know, he listens to podcasts, and he's been working on that one house up at the end of the gulch for, like, 6 years or something.
Yeah, we gave him a bunch of DVDs when we found out he didn't have Netflix.
Yeah.
Or TV.
Terrestrial radio.
Mm-hmm. The first time we went up, the only time we went over there, he had a band set up in his living room where a TV would be. I'm like, are you in a band? He goes, no. And then we just ate. Didn't go further than that.
Andrew's great. He might come over tomorrow and have cocktails from a distance in the yard.
Okay.
We have a big yard.
No, you do. You do. Yeah, I'm not.
We have a big fun house. We can be very safe here.
Olivia, you could. I'll stop. You could do that.
She could be on the other patio. On the new edition, I've got power dropped out there. She could Skype from there, and then Tracy can run her drinks with tongs so she's not touching it. We got it all worked out.
With tongs.
Sterilized.
Yeah.
Hot towel. Hot towel.
Hot towel. Jeez. Yeah, I
offered to drop you off baked potatoes, and I go, they'll be like 180 degrees.
Yeah.
But
it's a good potato.
Touch the outside of it. Never.
You should have gone with the potatoes. Should have risked it all for those taters. Look, I gotta. This is a fucked up thing, and I don't want you to think I'm like hexing you. But I bet if never mind. If anybody here is gonna get it, it's just gonna be you. It is gonna be you. Bisbee, Arizona is going to have one death. Just the one person that cared the most. What do you think of that?
There's other people in Bisbee that are taking it seriously, too. Like Raider with his fucking gas mask.
No, but he says if there's, you would be the one death in Bisbee just because you're the one taking the most precautions.
Yeah, I'm saying I got... But I'm also saying there's other people taking precautions too. Like, you realize that you're the crazy one, right? Like,
who?
I don't do
it. You're all crazy.
I think she's looking in the mirror.
You trust Walmart people. I trust my friends.
I don't trust Walmart people.
Well, you go there to pick up your groceries.
She does the drop off.
Yeah, but yeah. I go there to pick them up. I don't like go kiss them on the mouth.
Yeah, but I trust that my friends. I trust that fucking Shane Gillis has not been fucking going to Walmart.
And I haven't.
He also let Tracy shave his head last night drunk. So
that's all right.
Yeah,
judgment.
Shane Gillis has a career. He doesn't work at a Walmart. He has something to live for.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I don't know what you're...
I don't know what I'm saying either.
I have a question for Olivia. Because you're in the house and Doug has a nanny maid, is there anything you need there that you're not getting?
you mean like stuff?
Well, you don't leave the house, right?
No, I order stuff from Walmart online and then go pick it up, you know, and then like I go for a walk every day.
All right.
I
thought that was a special thing that one day.
This is not news; it's factual. But Shane asked this today: like, how long can the virus live on like mail or clothing
or Walmart bags?
Yeah, that's
where they hate white people in Douglas and they spit into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're going to get me going, Doug. Doug, you're going to make me pop. Sorry.
Sorry, we're still talking about spitting. Okay. Yeah, no, if any of my groceries, I'll show you. I can show you.
Does the CDC answer the phone and say, stop calling here, Olivia? We'll let you know when we know.
Yeah, no one knows anything. That's why I'm not.
Yeah, gonna, I was going to say, Olivia.
I quarantine these groceries here.
Oh.
They're in quarantine.
So you leave fucking Brussels sprouts out for 3 days?
No, I just don't. I just put those in the fridge.
Well, then they're not quarantined. They're going to contaminate all the other food. Your fridge is probably crawling with corona.
I'm not with this line of questioning.
I heard corona can live on Brussels sprouts for 15 days.
That's what they feed on in the wild.
Yeah. That's where it came from.
Yeah. Feeding Brussels sprouts to a monkey in Thailand.
I'm not going to let the whiskey sours go to my head and then start joining this group of rabble rousers and teasing you.
I'll stop. But Olivia, of all the research you've done, have you found one fucking, isn't it funny that no one knows?
Yeah, that's the...
There's literally zero facts the whole time.
Yeah, or they change. They change. Doug wouldn't know that.
That's why you just got to close your eyes and trust our fearless leader and know that he's going to guide us correctly, dude. Donald Trump is here for all of us.
Oh, I thought you meant me. I really did.
That's crazy.
Starting a cult over here.
True.
You keep saying that. I think you're starting a cult. But
Mackenzie from Bird Cloud keeps threatening to pull the trigger. I got to get out of here. I'm coming. I got to get out of here.
Awesome.
What? Maybe that's what we do with our drunk dialing idea. We're gonna do a podcast like a long, just drunk dialing celebrities out of our phones, or just people that like your ex girlfriend kind of things. But I think maybe that could be the thing. Who can what comic can we talk into coming out next to make it look like we're starting a cult? There's got to be a million people fucking wayward and
not like a middle act, like a headliner, right?
Or someone with potential.
Or if the middle's, if it's like a hot middle, you can bring a hot female middle, right? Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to. Yeah, who would actually come out? I was surprised because all my New York friends, I was like, why don't we just get a fucking house or like come down to the house? I had a fucking beach house and I was like, just come down here. They were all afraid. I don't know, they'd rather stay in New York. They were all making pussy excuses like, oh, my parents live close by. It's like, what, do you need to see them cough to death? What are you talking about?
If they get it, you can't get near them anyway.
If they get it, you're not going to be able to see them
through a window.
You're going to look at your parents through a fucking Ziploc bag watching them cough to death with people that don't care. There's going to be somebody there saying, all right, they don't need this ventilator. And you're going to say, that's my mom. And then they're going to say, get the fuck out of here. And you got to watch your mom die.
This one's done.
It's like, she just got here. It's just one day. She coughed once. Kill her.
Is there anything... What if we... instead of like all the comics are doing Zoom shows in their living room for people, would if we did a comedy show in front of your house, in the back of the pickup truck, would you watch?
Would I watch if you guys came by in a pickup truck and did a comedy show
just for you, or would you stay in the house? Because you never even come out of the house when I drive by. I drive by sometimes three times a day at your house.
You don't yell through your air conditioner for me to come out. I heard you earlier, and you were like,
"Well, you never once come out before." The only time he came out was when we went driving, and that's
yeah. I'll come out. You just have to tell me that you're here. Because how am I supposed to? I'm not like sitting here waiting for you to pop by. Like,
what else happens over there?
I just came by your house, and it's like, well, then
just gotta take pictures of bugs. I mean, that's it. I'm not gonna work on my that'll be my material when I get over there. You gotta relate to the audience. Be like, what's the deal with these spiders? Do they live under the house?
Yeah, no, I hear you come by, and then, today you drove up, and I heard the car stop, and I was like, well, that's probably Doug, and then I heard you yell out the window, that's my friend Olivia's house.
Yeah, that was on the tour.
Before I could even stand up, you were gone.
Yeah, because you never come out.
Yes, I would. You just have to tell me when you're here so that I know to come out. I'm not just, sitting around sure hope Doug pops by for 3 seconds so I can catch him.
You heard his intro.
Yeah.
No, he drove away before I...
there wasn't even a stirring. We were there. There was enough for you to move a blind.
Yeah, why are your blinds always shut? Aren't you even interested in waving at neighbors like Bingo does? She at least sits on her wall with a goofy outfit on. when Shane and I went over to her place pick up a desk out of the bunker, Bingo was in a full one-piece blue cheetah print onesie with a hood and a blue breather. I don't know if she's...
Respirator?
Yeah, no. Just the... Like a hospital mask kind of thing.
It was blue, so it was an N95. Those are collectors.
Mm. It was light blue, but it matched her outfit. And she just looked like a Teletubby. She just did this. She was fucking adorable.
Yeah, that was great. And she told me a good joke. She was like, what did the O... should I ruin her material? I don't want to burn through her material. She's like, what did the O say to the Q? Hey, buddy, your dick's hanging out. She's like, okay, great, goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye now.
And I was sitting there trying to... I thought it was going to be like a cute joke. I was like, are you QRT? I was trying to think of... You QRTS. She's like, your dick's out. I was like, all right. I could have got that one.
Hilarious.
All right.
Yeah.
I feel you, lady. I'm getting a little stir crazy here and again myself.
Yeah.
You can only drink so many hours of the day, and I thought I'd covered them all. Turns out there's new ones.
There's new hours through the
day. Yeah, that Safeway hour. Like, what do you drink during that when I used to be at Safeway? Yeah. I have a giant bottle of fucking champagne, and there's never enough people to pop it open for mimosas. You can't drink fucking 80 ounces of champagne by yourself.
I bet we could.
We could definitely kill
We could, but there hasn't been a we. You bailed out. Joby already had a cocktail this morning. Oh,
this morning I bailed out.
Yeah, it's like trying to... Okay, three of us, maybe we could make a dent.
Oh, I could have done that. I did.
Sunday is a brunch day. And then Monday, back to work.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing Monday?
Well...
Just drinking mimosas.
I'm working at Safeway.
Finishing the Magnum.
Yeah.
I should get a job at Safeway.
No.
You'll die.
Yeah, that's right. Forget that part.
I know you haven't seen the news, but... Don't get a job at Safeway. Don't be a hero, Doug. Those are our heroes now. Remember, you haven't seen it. Yeah, it's not in the news, but like the way firefighters and police were treated after 9/11, that's how we're treating fucking
frontline.
You know, people
hang on.
God damn.
Walmart greeters. Oh shit, you know what I didn't even think about? They had to let go all the Walmart greeters. That job is not, you know, essential. They just fired a bunch of like old and
how many people have died of unemployment versus... Do they have that stat up on CNN yet?
It'll come. That'll be... Yeah.
The first unemployment death? You like what?
I love your new character, angry and informed guy. It really suits you.
I think that was a jab at me. I'm going to send you fucking texts in the middle of the night. That was inappropriate. You made fun of me.
Did I hurt your feelings?
Yes. Yes, you did. You always do. I'm a sensitive man.
Yeah. We're both sensitive boys.
Are you sensitive?
No.
Me?
Yes. Yeah, I spent all yesterday thinking that nobody likes me. I even thought Chad Shank doesn't like me anymore. Todd Glass didn't get back to me, I think I annoyed him. And then I woke up this morning, and there's a message from Todd Glass saying, sorry I didn't get right back to you. I was having family problems, but it's all okay. And I went, okay, everyone loves me. Every single person in the world. Everyone hated me yesterday. Well, because, you know what, James Inman, I thought maybe we went too far, and you confirmed it, and then we went too far with you, and then I thought, oh, this is a fucking streak. I'm just hiding myself with the fucking blinders that everyone hates me. No one comes over anymore? Oh, wait, that's the virus.
This is great.
Everyone that annoys me stopped annoying me? What's wrong with me?
Yeah, dude. I don't know what to tell you. You're great.
You have to say that because you're on a podcast. You're just trying to ride my coattails. You're using me.
Dude, you're not going to have coattails if you keep...
I don't have any coattails anymore. Be careful who you shit on your way to the top, because you're going to live with James Inman in a month.
Yeah, I definitely ran into that. Not living with James Inman, but shitting on people. And then you just got to meet them. You know, that's a podcast, but, you know, just shitting on people. And then you got to shake their hands and be like, I hope you don't fucking listen to anything.
I hope you're in the dark.
I hope you're in the dark. I hope you didn't look at CNN.
Yeah, it's
a, Ooh, do you like, have a good story about that?
I have a couple good ones. Calling Judd Apatow. I called Judd Apatow gayer than ISIS. And then they kept running that headline. And, like, it got, obviously it got back to him. And he actually handled it well. He didn't shit on me hard, but Chris Gethard kind of, me and him had a conversation about it. I had no apologize. I felt bad because I called him gay too.
Oh.
And I didn't mean anything. I was just, you know, I was like drunk.
Who was it?
He's a comedian, Chris Gethard.
Did he have a cable access show?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, yeah.
He is pretty great.
Kind of nerdy looking dude with glasses. Yeah.
He's like, remember Bo Laughman came here? He's a young comic, and he was coming through and stayed here on his way to L.A.
Bo Laughman?
Yeah, but it's Laughman.
I thought it was the most...
Yeah, like, really? Like, that's like the goofiest fucking made-up comedy name. Bo Laughman. He goes, no, it's Laughman, and it's my real name. And Chris Gethard was the same thing. Like, really? Gethard? No.
Yeah.
It's Gethard.
Yeah, it's a real one.
I like the show. It's like kind of a Tom Green kind of live studio audience. Kind of anything can happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I had to own up to a lot of podcast comments. It just sucks.
Story of your life.
Whoever has to do that. Has anybody ever had to apologize to somebody off this? It's crazy.
I did in my book because when I was making. CDs in the CD day.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know that this would still be out there and the internet didn't exist. And, oh, yeah, I made fun of fucking Doug Flutie's fucking child that had a fucking disability.
Yeah, it's a rough one.
And I go, wow, he could just Google himself and find that.
Yeah. Definitely. Oh, Flutie definitely hates you. There's one.
I apologized in my book.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, hilarious. Flutie was going to fuck you up, dude. And that would have been embarrassing. He's little.
Yeah.
But he's definitely an athlete.
Well, his hands were worth money. Fuck. He probably would have had other guys doing it.
And he's doing that Cenogenics or whatever. I see him on those commercials. He's ripped for a 65-year-old man.
Yeah, you would fuck us up.
Mm-hmm.
You want a Heisman.
Yeah. No, one pass, won a Heisman. But now he's on those fucking Cenogenics.
No, he'd hit you with the Heisman.
All right. Hey, you know what? We do these every day. You take what you can get. I miss you. I miss your big moon face, but now that I took my contacts out, I can just pretend he's you.
Yeah, thanks, Lydia. I'm on the receiving end. Do your little dance move
for Chaley.
Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah. She's been on the road with us for a year.
When she used to go on the road with us?
Yeah, she gets his twinkly eyes and does her thing. Yeah, the maid was doing that. I go, no, that's Olivia Grace's move.
Ooh. Yeah, I do it sometimes because I just like don't have anything to say, but I'm like, I'm happy, you know? That never happens anymore.
It's like a dog.
What?
Can't really say anything, so it just... It's like, I want people to know I'm happy, so it moves. You have a dog brain.
Hi, kitty.
See, there it is.
Wow.
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 Hey.
Kill some spiders.
They eat scorpions. They can. I don't know if they do generally, but the scorpions.
Said they do.
Yeah, but the scorpion's poison does not affect them. Cats eat a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But when Shane was helping me move that fucking table desk thing out of the bomb shelter over at the Quiet House, I was lifting it by the metal legs, and he was going right under the fucking wood, and I'm like, I didn't tell him that you don't do that because scorpions, especially in the fucking bomb shelter over there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's telling you now?
Hey, what the fuck? Well, I didn't want to freak you out.
I was sticking my hands in like the drawers and shit.
Yeah, you don't do that. That's a terrible thing.
I didn't know.
Why would you do that?
Well, how would I know? What?
Tracy told me that you got to check your shoes. You got to check your shoes for.
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, do you,
I've left that door open all day.
What? That's how you get mice. Inside of the house.
That's how you get mice.
The scorpions.
Well, no, that's how you get a fucking room full of fucking leaves. And
I do have some leaves. In
like
there.
The wind
I
is
apologize.
Blowing directly into his
all
door.
Right, I'll close the door. Just feels nice.
That's all right. You can open the windows.
No, the windows don't open.
Yeah, they don't.
No.
The back one does.
The AC.
Oh, wait, no, the fucking dead units in there.
We can work
it's
on
all right.
That.
I'll be all right.
You know what we should
comfy
do?
Comfy bed? The bed's very comfortable. Everything's great in there.
Yeah, they were saying, let's move that.
No,
everyone
that day,
stays
I was.
In there.
It was me. It was 100% me.
That bed is awesome.
It is a good
wicked
bed.
Good.
Yeah, I
mean, it will be in about 10 months when the bed bugs die.
Yeah, I'm so glad we got to douse that thing in bed bug juice.
Wait, what happened?
Nothing.
Does that room fucking have bed bugs? I will. I'm Olivia.
Well, tell us, does it?
I'm going to rent a fucking house
with spiders. Yep, that place is fine.
It's all right. I'll just,
it doesn't even have mice. I got rid of the mice.
Yeah,
fucking kill myself.
Mice are dead
temporarily.
Yeah, have Meatwig in a lot.
Yeah, that'll give
eat
us.
Scorpions and mice.
Yeah, the scorpion thing is not that big of a deal as long as you like run your hand up, but then you get stung in your fingers. I never understood that, so I just hit the heel down. So if it's
anything's in there, it'll drop.
It'll
out.
Just drop out.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
And I have found scorpions in the.
I take my shoes every morning.
Yeah, you should.
Like, yeah. You know the Bingo story. Bingo put on a pair of shoes naked over here in the main house.
Hell yeah.
Oh, you haven't seen her naked yet? He's only seen her like for 5 minutes.
She's been in.
And that's overdue to see her naked. But she put on she went to check the mail and she put on a pair of my fucking underwear. And there was a scorpion in my underwear.
No.
And it stung her 6 times in the inner thigh, like an inch from her vagina.
Which at the time.
Jesus.
And
when was this?
I was on the computer, and she's right outside the door, jumping up and down. Like, I said, how much attention do you need?
Oh.
Didn't know.
What happened? Did she have to go to the hospital?
No. Only it's kind of like the virus. Only the elderly have to go to the hospital.
Oh, so it was just like a bee sting or something?
It really you
no,
would,
no, it's like a bad bee sting.
It is. It's not
really.
It's not that mellow. It is serious.
Super Shawnee got stung when he was building this shit, working, and said he felt like he was tripping on acid, and he just started hammering tequila. Back when he drank, he hammered a few tequilas just to take the edge off and rode it out for
Andrew,
9 hours.
God, Andrew told me just take Benadryl. Take a dose of Benadryl. And he had some clay or something. I don't know about the clay, but
how many fucking scorpions are here? What are we doing?
I'm 15 years. Knock knock knock. 15 years and haven't gotten bit or.
All right.
You usually find them in a sink or something because they're attracted, I think, to the moisture.
Yeah, like everything else.
Yeah.
Like, and the hornets and the wasps.
Like really hot, they'll get into the little house sink. That's it.
Yeah.
No big.
And just call me. Don't. I mean, you don't have to deal with it.
Or call me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're two old queers hitting on the fucking chicken meat from fucking Pennsylvania.
Well, I was seriously going to take care of it, but you're right.
I've freaked out about pests to Chaley before once. remember that mouse?
Yeah, I remember. I remember every mouse I kill. I honor them.
Well, remember the one that
we eat every part of the mouse.
Yeah.
Like,
that's why she's always knitting. She's making mouse skin fucking muckalucks for us. Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'll remember this forever. It's like there. I was like taking a nap in the guest house, the one you're staying in, Shane.
The little house.
In the little house, and I heard like a and then like a and like a crash, and. I'm like still half asleep, and I walk over, and there's a mouse with a mouse trap on its leg, and it's running around in a circle.
Oh no!
That's the worst.
Dragging the trap.
Dragging the trap around, And I was like almost crying, and I just poked my head outside, and I was like, "Chaley, please help me."
You gotta stomp on it.
No,
I know it sucks, but you have to.
You put it in the cardboard box and you took it away. it was the most insane thing.
Well, I got my mini repair kit. I put little
eyeglass repair kit.
No, he took out a hammer and smashed it.
You gotta do what Duran does.
Don't worry, Olivia, I'm gonna take care of this mouse.
Don't worry, we're gonna send him to the farm with the other mice. He's gonna live his life with the turkeys from Thanksgiving.
Picnic? You taking me on a picnic?
No, the Duran solution is stick it in a plastic bag, start your car, and put the bag on the tailpipe.
Too much work.
It's wow.
Euthanasia.
I took it. Kinder. I held the box over the fence and turned it 180 degrees, and I let him live the rest of his life limping after food. What are you going to do?
I really. Yeah, I mean, like, because what are you going to do?
You should have smashed him. Because now he's going to get fucking eaten to death, which that really sucks.
Well.
I mean, he was definitely going to get eaten to death regardless. In fact, smashing a mouse is doing him a fucking favor.
Well, but this was really, he just barely got caught. It's almost embarrassing to the other mice how he got caught. I really saved him because if they would have seen him, they would have just fucked him.
Oh, so now he's just socially shunned.
Totally. Maybe lining up to fuck him because he can't move. He's dragging a trap behind him.
Wait, you think he's going to get
ass raped by the other mice? Goofing on him.
Why would you all just goof go straight him? To ass rape? I just thought.
So funny. That's what. Yeah, that's an untold part of the three blind mice. they got ass raped the whole time.
Yeah,
so,
ass rape.
So they met the three legged mouse that would become their leader.
Like, hey guys, are you guys tired of getting ass raped? We got to fucking do something about this. Now, you guys are blind and I've got three legs, but together we can stop one of these fucking mouse rapists.
The four of us can make a difference.
The four of us than one rapist Rise got up. A hold of four perfect in a five-way.
In the land of the blind, a three-legged mouse is king.
Yep.
That's a podcast. Yeah,
that's how it ends.
Dude, come visit tomorrow and don't ding-dong ditch me.
All right.
Yeah,
we'll come down there.
Nice to see you.
You got a fucking statey living right down the block. Makes me afraid to drive really drunk.
You're on State Street, right?
City. Oh, and it'll be a Sunday and we've got the Magnum
in
the morning.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's not a fucking... Black Knob's not a highway.
No.
Call a local.
My friends don't have coronavirus.
They can't.
They can't?
No, I wouldn't book them. You get coronavirus, you're not on the next tour.
Uh-oh. See, that's what I'm trying to avoid. With all of these precautions I'm taking, is the stigma.
It is a fucking stigma, though. It really is, somehow. Like, if somebody coughs and you're like, oh, you got it, they're very quick to be like, no, it's fucking, that was a wet cough, everything's fine, I'm not dirty.
Yeah, I know, I was doing
it's
that
funny.
On that tour. Even though you can't smoke in bars, I left my cigarettes on the bar, so when I coughed,
yeah, you'd
my
be like, "That's it."
Guttural yeah. cough, they'd go, "Oh, smoke."
Oh, he's just disgusting.
Yeah, which is
he's just regular dying.
Don't worry. As soon as this news blackout thing is over, you and I are going to quit drinking and smoking for another 30 days.
Really?
No.
We are.
No.
I was gonna say that sounds like shit.
I might quit smoking.
Well, yeah, you finished your book. Now's the time to quit smoking. That was the only time that you really got back into it.
Unless fans send me more cigarettes, American Spirit Yellows, to 212 Van Dyke Street, Bisbee, Arizona, 85603.
Shane smokes them too, so double up.
Yeah, I'll start. Yeah.
Yeah, you start smoking as soon as it's fucking hard to get them.
Wait, these are rare? I'll take one.
Oh, Shane, are you smoking now?
Yeah, lightly.
Don't tell his mom.
Definitely don't tell his mom.
Nah, she'll be all right. I dip.
Nice.
Ooh. Do you?
So smoking's better.
Yeah, dip's pretty gross.
So gross.
Nah, I like it.
Okay.
I like it. It's not gross.
Do you have like a, you carry around like a, you have like a spittoon?
Yeah, you don't use a spittoon. You just use like a plastic bottle.
Wait, you've been chewing since you've been here?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, we didn't. I've
been dipped out in the common area.
There goes the security deposit on the little house.
Yeah, it's just no dipping. Yeah, when I'm in there conquering Rome, I'm dipping.
That's right, your game.
I have a very cool computer game. And then I come out here when I'm done playing my computer game and I get drunk.
Why don't you fucking get on the Twitch stream?
We talked about it last night. They're on right now. They're live right now.
Yeah, but we didn't talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, last night we did.
Oh, we did?
Wait, did we?
No, I don't think so.
I thought we...
Either way, we're plugging them again, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, twitch.tv, but don't worry about that. Just go to Chad's Twitter page, and it's what? HD Fatty. At HD Fatty, and it's how to get on there. And they're doing it...
Twitch stream, not Twitter.
Oh, sorry.
What?
Yeah, they did it today. Twitch? No, she was trying to correct you for his Twitch stream, but no, his Twitter is.
That's the best way to get to it. Yeah,
it's a pinned tweet.
You'll find it. It's way easier that way. And they do Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. So he's on there quite a bit. And I mean, Joby was over here today, like pre gaming to go play games with a bunch of other men.
With a bunch of other men.
But it's just funny. It's just one of those things where like that is how.
What would he be doing over here? Ladies' night?
No, I'm just saying. It's like he was over here drinking, and then he's gonna go.
But it's weird that you'd say with a bunch of other men.
Yeah, Chelly, you homophobic piece of shit.
Yeah,
hate has no home here. How dare you?
Did you guys just kiss? Did you guys just kiss? Oh, Jesus.
No, Chili, don't turn on
me. Stop everything. Hold on a minute.
Hold on. That is a stop everything fucking moment. Don't act like I'm wrong for that. No, don't. Look, I see you guys locked eyes again, and we're like, no, there's nothing wrong with men kissing.
Yeah, we got to kill him.
Just guys.
You saw Joby today, and then he's like, what do you mean he's gorgeous?
Well, no, I didn't say that.
I kissed Joby? And fucking Chad Shank, you don't say no.
Really?
Even if you are the one that instigated
Even
it.
If there's not a knife up to your throat.
All right, let's maybe build something in effigy of Olivia Grace and put her in the chair, and we could party with her and talk to her.
It'll tape a screen to my face so that I can Zoom or Skype in.
Sorry, this is a dude party. We're leaving this to go party with other dudes.
Just hot guys drinking.
You guys gonna have a kiss party?
There's gonna be a kiss party. There's gonna be dancing, kissing.
There's gonna be dancing and kissing.
And one of these fine. This will be like The Bachelor, and I'll give one of these guys a rose, and they get to titty fuck me. They get to titty fuck me in the guest house.
Ball tickling. Not left. It's gonna be
there it is.
I'm really pissed. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's the rose.
Yep, that's the rose.
You have been chosen.
Yeah, someone's getting titty fucked.
Yes.
There's only one that gets to titty fuck. But it's gonna be good.
Keep hearing Louis C.K.
Yeah, no, I'm just gonna say the same thing. You just keep hearing Louis C.K.
Just fucking, they get to titty fuck me then. One of them was big dick. I like it. With his little fucking tiny, fucking shitty dick. He fucked me. He titty fucked me. It was amazing.
All right, beautiful. We'll talk to you. I'll call you right after we hang up. Bingo's going to take us out of here right now. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye now.